AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
I would not ask anyone to vote for me based on my last name.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton didn't make any clear-cut mistakes in the party's first presidential candidates debate of the 2016 campaign season, and that is good news to her supporters, says our Lisa Lehrer in Las Vegas.
Hillary Clinton's camp is thrilled. They feel that she showed a commanding presence. She was comfortable, but she also really showed that she could be president. She was someone that Americans could imagine up there in the White House.
Though she had to explain her shifting positions on several issues, our Jerry Bodlander was at the debate in Las Vegas.
Just days after she came out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, even though she supported it while Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton defended her changing views on that and other issues.
I do absorb new information.
Clinton and Bernie Sanders clashed on a number of issues during the CNN debate on Westwood One, including economic policy and guns, though he defended her when it came to the ongoing discussion of her use of a private email server.
Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Clinton then thanked Sanders and shook his hand. Jerry Bodlander, Las Vegas.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump tweeted that the debate was a little sad. There were no stars on the stage, he said. A small plane crashed into a Florida mobile home park last night. Authorities in Palm Springs say the number of victims is not clear yet, though our reporter there saw what appeared to be two bodies on stretchers being put into a van. Tonight, Texas will execute a man who killed a Dallas police officer. Lico Escamilla was wanted for another killing when he shot and killed Officer Christopher James outside a Dallas club. And in sports, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-4 and go to the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2003. This is AP Radio News. Former NBA and reality TV star Lamar Odom has been hospitalized in Las Vegas after being found unconscious at a brothel. Dennis Hoff owns the brothel.
I was not there. My staff said that it was horrifying. Blood was coming out of him. When they put him on his left side, he started throwing up. But he definitely was alive while he was there and put him in the ambulance.
He talked to KNBC-TV. There is no word yet on Lamar Odom's condition. The sheriff's department says it was called to the Love Ranch in Crystal, Nevada, about 70 miles outside of Las Vegas, for a report of an unresponsive man needing an ambulance. California corrections officials have dropped a plan to have prisoners with violent backgrounds fight wildfires. There was some pushback from critics who worried about public safety. The story drew nationwide attention as California endures 4 years of drought and a deadly fire season. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.